Now joining us for a closer analysis of what it means to be black and Muslim in America today, we're joined by Imam Gaith Noor Kashif, resident imam for Masjid Ashuri in Southeast Washington, D.C. Also joining us, Precious Rashida Muhammad, author and lecturer on Islam in America. I thank you both for joining us. Imam, let me start with you. You must have seen over the years, you have been now a Muslim for some time now, decades. You've seen, I'm sure, a tremendous change in just how Muslims are seen within the black community, have you not?
Oh, yes, I have. That's true.
Tell me
that's
quite
true.
Tell me the differences of what you have seen. I know growing up, and I grew up in Detroit, where there is a strong contingency of black Muslims. For so many, particularly middle-class black Americans, there was a fear, quite frankly, some years ago of the black Muslim. That has changed tremendously.
Well, really, I'm not quite sure. We don't get the sense that there was a fear of Muslims among the African-American community. That was not our experience. There was not a great deal of conflict. Most of us have come from our families, our Christian families, and we've maintained the best of relationships with our families. So there was not, we haven't sensed from African Americans any fears of Muslims. This might be somewhat in the overall all American societies with whites and others. There might have been some of that fear.
Let me ask you this. What attracted you to Islam?
Well, actually, my first attraction came in the military service. I was serving in during the Korean War, and I was in Newfoundland for part of my service, a couple of years. And there was much, not much to do but to go to the library and play some sports and that sort of thing. And I found the Quran in the library, the local library. And I would come back and read it and come back and read it until the librarian said, there are not a lot of people reading this book. You can keep it, and when it's called for, we'll call you. So for a couple of years, I had the privilege of reading the Quran. And I was convinced of the truth of the Quran.
Ms. Muhammad, you are substantially younger than Imam. You are now 30.
Yes.
Talk to me about why you were attracted to the religion.
Well, I was actually born Muslim, so I was attracted to it from birth through my parents. And so I guess that's the only way that I can answer that question. I've been Muslim my entire life, and I haven't known any other religion except Islam in terms of practice. And I have an extended family that's Muslim. I have siblings, parents, a grandparent, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces making up a fourth generation of Muslims in our family, and close friends that I've known since childhood, all of whom are Muslim. So I really can't imagine my life without Islam, because it has shaped every aspect of my identity, you know, since the day I was born. So,
and what have your experiences and how you have been dealt with, if you will, within the black community, more specifically, and within America as being black Muslim and living in this country?
Well, I really haven't had an experience as a black Muslim in the sense that I think the way that term has been used in the past. But I've had an experience just growing up Muslim in the United States, and for the most part, it was a very positive experience. My challenges came more so from interactions with other Muslims once I went off to college who had not had the same experience that I had. But in terms of interaction with Muslims with the American community, I really grew up with a very universal understanding of Islam. You know, teachings such as universal human excellence. It only takes a few good people to continue the productive lifeline of a people, that type of thing, so that it wasn't very hard for me to go out into my community and feel that as a Muslim I had an obligation to do something for my community, because that was, you know, what I had always been taught. And I grew up under the leadership of Imam Warafdi Muhammad, who, as you probably know, you spoke about him earlier, that he is the son and the successor of Elijah Muhammad. So when he started teaching, he taught Islam from the perspective of traditional Islam. And the things that he taught us, you know, was based on God making us the type of person that are the type of people who are for all good people. And
hey, Mom, go ahead. Finish.
So I was just going to say that. So I think in terms of today, we're just striving toward more of a community that's a more humanitarian, able to deal with, you know, all people. I really haven't had a negative experience in that way.
Imam, let me ask you, as relates to since 9/11, post 9/11, when you talk about the Muslims, the Islamic faith, so much has been talked about, and oftentimes in grand ignorance of not only the people but the religion. Have you experienced any flack, any sense of what I call blind ignorance toward you or your religion?
Well, not really. What we might find is what we read in the press, primarily, and which we attribute to the sense of the powers that be in America. That is uncomfortable. However, our relationship with the African Americans, the Muslims, and with the Christians, and also with the Jewish community as well. We've been able to maintain good relationships and have great dialogue back and forth. I think once a group of people, whatever their political persuasion may be, or their loyalty is to this or that, when truth is presented to them, they will accept it if they are of the good and the proper mindset. So really, the issue of 9/11, well, it might seem problematic image-wise for Muslims. It's given Muslims an opportunity to show themselves as Muslims. Many people, I think even as you stated in your earlier promo, that very few people knew about Islam. Now, the world knows about Islam. When they see a Muslim as a Muslim who is truly a Muslim, they then can change their opinions from what might be political efforts on the part of those who may be Islamic phobies or whatever that term means.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iman Kashif and Precious Rashida Muhammad, we thank you both for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you as well.